and gentlemen, welcome to our latest podcast. Today, two very special guests will be joining our interview and tell us about their billiards career. Welcome Lara Sue and Victoria.
Hi, what a pleasure to be here.
Hello, nice to meet you. So, to start off, how about you two introduce yourselves?
Sure, why not? I'm Victoria, I'm 18 years old, and I've been playing billiards since I was little. The reason I'm a professional billiardist today is because back then, when I was on vacation, I played pool for the very first time and I really enjoyed it. As soon as I got home, my parents immediately decided to sign me up for a billiards club, and since then I've never even thought about quitting. Ever since then, I've been taking part in many, many different competitions.
Sounds nice. How about you, Laura?
Of course. My name is Laura Sue. I'm 17 years old and I'm a hobby billiardist. So basically, I only got into it about 2 years ago when my boyfriend forced me to come play a game with him and his friends. And that day I found one of my biggest passions ever and I started playing more regularly.
Wow, two very different stories. Victoria seemed as if she had fun since the beginning and Laura Sue literally got dragged into the billiards bar. Victoria, you've already mentioned a special type of billiards. Can anyone explain what exactly pool means? I suppose it isn't related to swimming pool, is it?
Yeah, that's not quite it. There are many different types of games, actually. Pool, as Victoria already mentioned, is probably the most common game, because its rules are very easy to understand, and it's also known as 8-ball. If you'd like me to, I could explain the rules quickly.
Sure, go ahead.
So, pool is being played on a billiard table with 6 pockets, cue sticks and 16 billiard balls, a cue ball and 15 object balls. The object balls include 7 solid colored balls numbered 1 to 7, 7 striped balls numbered 9 to 15 and of course the black 8 ball. After the balls are scattered with a break shot, a player is assigned either the group of the solid or the striped balls once they have legally pocketed a ball from that group. So, the object of the game is to legally pocket the 8 ball in a called pocket, which can only be done after all of the balls from a player's assigned group have already been cleared from the table.
Wow, doesn't seem difficult at all.
Lara, very well explained.
So, what exactly is the difference between the both of you? Victoria, what makes you a professional?
Well, I play in a club and I suppose Lara doesn't. We differ in the type of game because Lara often plays pool and I play either snooker or carom.
What in a fishbowl is carom?
I expected your reaction. Therefore, I prepared an explanation for idiots.
Yay!
Cash and caroms were previously known as the indirect game. It is played on a table similar to Balclines and it also has 2 cue balls and 1 red ball. In this game, you have to hit the cue ball against both object balls and hit the rail at least once before the second object ball gets hit. If this happens, you get a point. When no ball gets hit, a point gets deducted. The first player to reach the agreed number of points is the winner.
Ah, understood. I bet many of our listeners would definitely like to try out billiards now, but where can we even play? There are quite some locations in Vienna, actually. There's a whole company called Kö, and they have like 7 different billiards bars all around the district. For example, one of them is in the first district at Schwedenplatz, and another one in Dibling in the Q19 mall. However, my favorite location is in Westbahnhof area. The bar is called Rolling Cat, and I really enjoy the atmosphere.
Well, these are great locations for hobby billiardists. Professionals from Vienna can apply to the Wiener Billardverband. Unions you can try are, for instance, Ballbreakers Vienna, BV Pool Kings Vienna and the Top Shot Team Vienna. I am currently part of the Top Shot Team Vienna, so maybe our paths will cross there.
Great! So finally we prepared a fun little quiz you can take to test your knowledge and maybe even win a Kö voucher, which you can use in some of the billiards bars Lara has mentioned earlier. So, good luck and see you next time. Bye!
Bye!